Again, congratulations. 900 shows. That's great.
Yeah, that's quite an accomplishment. I wasn't counting or anything like that, but it's been a rather interesting hobby, needless to say. So,
and how did the hobby first manifest itself?
Well, actually, straight back, I guess, it was when we were a kid, you know, growing up in this community there, we'd go to the little local dance halls, like the SBGST Hall when they had it in Bryan. We would go, parents would bring us, you know, and they'd take all of us kids. We'd get placed underneath the tables, make little tents out of it. We could hear the music. And just with our Czech heritage and background, it's just, I just developed an interest in the music there. And it just kind of started at a rather early age. My grandmother, she spoke to me in Czech. She'd start up speaking in Czech, and then she'd go to English and go back to Czech. And so I could tell, you know, that when things were going good and when things were going bad, you know, it depended upon whether she was talking English or Czech, you know. So,
did she immigrate to the United States?
She did not. She would be about the, let's see, for her, it'd be the second to third generation that as far as being here in Texas.
That's wonderful. Again, the family ties to the music, you don't have that in most other musical forms.
Absolutely. It's just a strange thing. You know, started back in the late 90s and had the idea and the concept. I met with the owners of the KGC radio station at the time and just threw the idea to them in February, I believe it was, of 1998. They said, sure, let's go for it. We'll try it for about a month, see how it goes. And so that's been 17 years later, because we started that in March. So 17 years later and about 3 months now. And now this weekend, 900 shows later. So, and then, of course, we became part of the Bryan Broadcasting family here, I think, in 2006. And we were really able to expand our coverage now, thanks to the internet broadcasting, streaming the information over. You know, you never know sometimes if anybody's out there listening, but When you go out, it's just been really amazing how people contact you, let them know that they're listening to you. You know, I should know them, you know, because they're out there listening to you. You know, I'm like all of us folks in the radio world, you know, get. And now through the internet broadcasting, it's interesting to see where some of the contacts come from across not only the Brazos Valley, but across the state of Texas, and now across the United States, and even contacts made in the Czech Republic that I know of as far as listening to the program. So it's kind of scary that your voice can be carried worldwide nowadays.
Certainly something you didn't think about in 1998.
Did not. It's just going to be a little hobby. You know, obviously I'm not in it for the money. It was just a hobby. But now, in addition to it being a hobby, it's more of a ministry. It's just absolutely amazing to go into nursing homes and just other public places and find out that these people interrupt their day just to ensure that they can spend time to listen to that program. They look forward to it. It's obviously a targeted audience that comes into a targeted time period. I know my grandmother was one just like that. She would just, if somebody was coming to see her or call her, it had to wait, because if the program was on, that's where her focus and attention was going to be. And a lot of folks have taken that approach. And so it's really amazing that, we can bring radio to the people. Sometimes these people are not able to get out anymore. Through health reasons, maybe some of them never knew how to drive, like my grandmother, and yet we can bring this into their homes, and they look. It's just something to give them to look forward to it, and just really be able to enjoy it. And so that's why I kind of call it a ministry, because just to be able to bring that music to them, and that's what makes it exciting for me, is just to make their day by having this in their homes.
Any sort of idea of the proportion of those who are of our generation, our parents and our grandparents, versus those who are just learning about the music?
You know, it's obviously with anything nowadays, it seems like some of the Czech heritages, some of the Czech traditions are kind of dying away. You know, my folks and my grandparents' folks, they spoke Czech language amongst each other. And for us kids, you know, when we were little, we didn't have any idea what they were talking about. So that was by design there, you know. But, you know, a lot of those older generations have gone on, and there's no one to continue those traditions or continue those conversations with. So some of that has been left out. So when you do go to some of these presentations that pertain to Czech heritage nowadays, you know, you see an older crowd, maybe in the over 50s and older. You know, you don't see the younger generation out there as has been in the times. When you go out to dances and things like this where there's music, it's traditionally right now kind of that older generation that's just still has those values and those traditions and those Czech heritages that they're continuing on.
Not only older folks listening, but are you seeing a new generation of performers?
There is, and absolutely. Some of the bands that are now performing, these are young kids. We have one of the local bands that's, I say it's local, it's out of Ennis, Texas, but a couple of those kids are going to A&M. And so that shows their age, and they are part of a band that is playing Czech music as far as polkas and waltzes, but they are also, their parents or their dads were part of a band. So these are the offspring of parents who have been in bands. And so that's how that's being carried on. And, of course, that is causing some of their friends and their younger generations to kind of check it out and come up and check out the music and go to their dances and stuff. And, of course, they add a little two-step and country just to kind of mix it up. And so there's been a interest in it, and it's growing in some of the younger generations, and hopefully that will continue to do it. And so we're really encouraged not only by this group, but there's several of these little groups that do have these younger performers that are taking over their dads because their dads are getting older and not able to play and perform as they are, and these younger generations are doing that. So it's good and encouraging to see that.
Where do you get your music?
A lot of my music has been either given to me graciously by the bands as I go to and participate in local events that are going on. Some mail them to me. And really, a lot of it is my personal collection that I've purchased. A lot of it down in around Schulenburg, Texas. Hallettsville, that's a great resource there. You know, there in those little areas, there's those smaller communities, you can go into a little gas station or a grocery store. You can see the homemade noodles there that people are bringing by there to sell to the customers up there. You can see a great selection of CDs and tapes from some of the local bands that are up there that are selling those things. You know, you see fresh eggs that are brought into there. So it's like a old country stores. And so Hallettsville is really a place that I've got a lot of my collection from, just going through there, going to Shiner, and a lot of those little Czech communities that are around there, just because of different events that are going on in those areas.
I mentioned before we started the recording that I'm familiar with radio stations in Kansas that have regular polka and waltz music. I'm curious if you've had an opportunity to visit with other radio announcers who do this.
I have had the privilege. Most of those have been in Texas here, unfortunately, but there is a national program, and most of the cable providers here locally in the Brazos Valley and also all of your satellite providers have a certain channel that's RFD TV. And but they also have on Wednesdays and Saturdays a young, talented girl. Her name is Molly B. Molly Busta is her name, but she has the Molly B. Polka Party is what they call it. And she's from around the Nebraska and that area, Minnesota, where some of the northern bands are. So it's amazing what she does is she goes around these different events, tapes programs, goes to dance halls, tapes these bands, and then she plays them on her program. And she has come two or three times to Ennis, Texas, and recorded many of our Texas bands. So it's amazing to see the differences between the northern bands, if you want to call it, and the Texas bands.
Which is where I was going to go to next. What are your observations about the differences?
They have some differences there. The language, sometimes there's a little difference in the translation of the language, some of the Czech songs they may be singing. Just the overall sound. You can recognize the tune of the song, but then sometimes they put more emphasis. Like here in Texas, we have seem like more emphasis on the accordion sounds, maybe some of the horns. Along that line there, we're up there, they do a little different sound. And what we try to do here at at Czech Polka Time here on KGC is we try to promote the Texas bands. That's what I try to do because, you know, there's a lot of bands out there, and now that we've been on streaming through the internet, it's not that I don't enjoy those bands, but a lot of the northern bands, you know, they want to know if I want a CD or whatever. And I just try to focus and let the world know that we've got of the Texas talent here. So we try to focus on our Texas bands. We do polkas and waltzes. It's kind of like a dance hall music, you know. It's good music to dance to. It's not a like, you know, a Czech song, like a ballet or anything like that. It's something that is moving and uplifting through polkas and waltzes. We got schottisches. And we focus mainly on Czech, but we also, being in this community here, we know that we've got some German influences and some of our Polish friends. And even some of our Hispanic friends. And so we will throw in the occasional song to those areas there too, because again, they have their similarities, and it's just a good singing song. And we've just been so fortunate in this area to have such a variety of those different influences here that make up part of our community.
What else has evolved over the life of Czech Polka Time?
Well, when I started back in 1998, actually, I've been in radio. I've been at KGC Radio for 27 years. And so we're celebrating 17 years and our 900th program with Czech Polka Time. But I started back 27 years ago. And back then, KGC was located in a little shopping strip there between Mannery Mall and Texas Avenue in Bryan. And my first experience in the radio business was as I went up there just to see if they had any openings, help out, had any interest in radio. Went there. Of course, they did not. But the owner at the time, Bob Bell, he said that, I tell you what, let me just show you around. So he showed me around the radio station there, the different cart machines. And, of course, then you had reel-to-reel. You had a lot of stuff that was played off the actual wax, the 33 and 3rd album. So because CDs were not very popular at that point. It's more cassette tape. He says, you know what, I've got to run a couple of errands, so I need to leave. So I'm going to lock you in here. He locked me in there for 2 hours to run the soundboard, live KGC soundboard for 2 hours. That was, I guess, the best way to learn how to do radio experience. And so that's how it evolved from there. And, of course, just throughout the years, you know, you've just seen the changes as we've gone away from the reel-to-reel tape, if people even know what that is anymore. You know, we don't concentrate so much on the cassette tapes anymore. The record albums, we don't do those anymore. And that's the big, I guess it's the technology. You know, we've gone through this, the computer programs that now run the programs, which is good, you know, the music. And so I guess that's the biggest change there. In addition to the music. We back then we didn't have quite that many different bands out there, but now it seems like the number of those folks have grown. You know, through the years it's sad that many have died out, have gone already, but then yet there are some that have taken it on and continue those traditions through those bands.
Well, that's tremendously encouraging to hear that there are more bands.
There is, and like we said earlier about the younger groups that are taken on, and just the numbers that have increased, and to have the CDs. You know, back when I started the actual program in '98, the music I had was on cassette tape, so it took me a long time to prepare for it. Then the show was 75 minutes long. I had to go and queue up every one of those cassette tapes to a song that I wanted to play, because back then the program was done live, so you had very little time for preparations for that kind of stuff. And so just that's another big difference there too, I guess, is just not having to queue up cassette tapes. You know, CDs just made life so much more easier compared to the cassette tapes. And so, and of course, now with the computerization that we have, we actually don't have our music in the computers like a lot of the stations here do. We're using the mini CDs, the little mini discs, just because of they're easy to record to. They're just smaller to hold and manage when you have all these different music. And it's good that we've recorded some of these original recordings, like off of these albums, we're able to record on there. So you can still actually hear the popping and the clicking sounds to make you think that you are actually listening to the album, because it was an album. And we recorded some of those cassette tapes on there also, so that we can easily cue those up.
I'm guessing some folks still want to hear the pops and hisses.
Absolutely. That's what they want to hear. You know, some of our more mature audiences out there, that's what they were growing up to hear. You can hear those sounds, and of course the quality of the newer stuff is different, but it's nice to hear that popping and clicking sometimes of those old albums, you know.
What's in the future for Czech Polka Time?
Well, I would hope that we would be able to continue to do what we're doing. We have come a long way. If I would have known back then that we would have had the opportunities and things that we've had for the past 17 years, I wouldn't have think they would have been possible. And so it's just been great. You know, I'm just the organizer here. I'm just a person who pushes the buttons and turns the knobs and cues up the music. But, you know, I don't have the talent as far as being – I'm not a band member. So, you know, we have to have a great big thanks to all of our bands out there, because if the bands didn't exist, we wouldn't be in business. And then, of course, we have the listeners out there. You know, if the listeners did not participate in listening to the music, you know, that would be – and you have sponsors. You have to have somebody, you know – pay for the airtime and the family. So I'm just the coordinator, and just hopefully make it all happen out there. But I see myself as just a small role compared to the talents that are out there, and just being able to promote those folks and let the world hear and let the community hear the great sounds and just be able to, again, minister through him, through that music.
But if it's not you, who?
It requires somebody. Somebody has to do it. And
not only requiring somebody, it requires somebody with the depth of knowledge and with an emotional connection.
Absolutely. You got to have a little background about the music and stuff. You know, sometimes just like anything, actually you have to have a little experience in the Czech language to some extent, because you know sometimes it's interesting. You listen to these songs and you try to figure out what's being said or what's being done, and sometimes it makes sense and sometimes it does not. And although I don't know every word in Czech there, you know, I know sometimes they either get enough to get me in trouble or just sometimes enough to just know kind of what the song is talking about. And you notice patterns, you know, as far as they talk about colors and animals and birds and different things like that. And it's helpful to have a little background on that. Sometimes, you know, songs, this song here has one name, this song here has a different name, but in reality, they're the same song. It's just, you know, based on, I guess, whoever interpreted it, or, you know, sometimes even hymns are that way too. Sometimes the hymns has a name, and then sometimes it's called by maybe a chorus or a verse that's within the song. So, but you know, I've been glad to be able to do this, and again, I'm just amazed that the people out there are just enjoying it, and just amazing to go to different places sometimes and actually hear that radio program going on in the background. I guess that's the good thing about being able to record this, because I do record it. With it being played on Saturdays and Sundays, it would really mess up a weekend if you had to do that live. But just to be able to hear that on the radio is just amazing sometimes, just to be able to enjoy it also, because sometimes you never know how good it is until you actually get to hear it out there on the airwaves, when all the magic, when all the computer puts it all together with the commercial spots and everything else that needs to be done.
And to be able to see the response of those who are listening to the program, and they don't know you're paying attention to their reaction.
Absolutely, and so many people tell me they think that I'm actually there live, you know, doing it just the way it's presented there. You know, we try to make it, we have 55 minutes now, and that 55 minutes takes me about 3 hours per week just to prepare for that. And you know, the preparation is I try to do selections of songs ahead of time. If I get any birthdays or anniversaries or requests ahead of time, I like to have that all done so that once I get here, it's just a matter of recording and getting the music all queued up and lined up. Because as you know, in this profession, you have to do a little tweaking and you have to adjust volumes and things. Now, even though we are on the AM side of the radio band, broadcasting, you know, in mono, now that it's going to go over the internet and also stream over cell phones and tablets and other devices, you know, we can still record in stereo, but we need to make those adjustments because some of these older recordings of songs you have, they had such a low volume, maybe it was not the best quality. Some of your newer folks, you know, they're a better quality, higher. And so you try to make sure that you try to adjust the volume so that you don't have those big sound differences when it's streaming over the internet or over the tablet. The transmitters do a pretty good job about adjusting over the radio waves, but for the internet listeners, we want to try to make that as soothing and pleasing as possible also out there. Good experience with the music.
What else have I missed?
Well, I don't think anything. I just, you know, appreciate the opportunity. I'm just amazed. 900 shows, you know, that doesn't seem like a whole lot in some aspects, but when you go back and do it, it's a lot when you have to commit about 3 hours a week to it, you know. I always have to worry about a little bit, you know, is what happens if I have a long-term illness or sickness or something like that, you know, what happens? But, you know, God's been good to me, and I've been blessed with good health for the most part. And so we try to have a recording kind of as a backup, you know, in case for some reason something does happen, or maybe we can get either you or Keith or somebody here at the radio stations to spin a couple of CDs up there in case we needed to. But I just glad that we've been able to do it and, you know, be able to broadcast Czech Polka Time and where everybody can just enjoy that music and just help keep those traditions and the great music out there going out there and keep some of those heritages going.
And be able to introduce new people to those things.
Absolutely. And sometimes, like I said, some of these people don't get to get out as much. And so it's a good way to just hopefully remain in tune to find out what's going on out there, hearing some of the different folks and the talents out there. You know, one of the polka DJs at a radio station out in Cameron, he's been doing that for some 55 years. And so that's absolutely amazing there also. Of course, he's involved in a band or was involved in a band until he retired. But 55 years is a long time to be doing that broadcast. But again, a lot of folks have come to know him, and you know, they look upon him and they can't imagine a Sunday without his program. You know, you just get spoiled in that little routine there. And so we try to play about 16 songs is what we average in that 55 minutes of our time span there. And I try to do as little talking as possible. But, you know, you got to talk, and sometimes you got to introduce songs. I try to let folks know what's being played, so that way if there is a particular selection that they hear, that they'll know what it is. Because with the recording aspect of things, you don't have that interaction as you would if it was live. And so there's advantages and disadvantages to that. We did the live program initially, but, you know, when you're having to get things ready and people call by requests and stuff, they also have a tendency that they like to talk, too. And sometimes it's hard to talk when you're trying to do the program at the same time, unless you had some good help out there to help you out. So that was a good experience also. But the recording works out good also.
Well, again, congratulations. This is quite a milestone.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate really the support here for Bryan Broadcast, the family of Bryan Broadcasting. Everybody here has just been very great and supportive of the program. And we just thank you for the opportunity to being allowing us to do the program, and now to be able to come up upon this little milestone of 900 programs for Czech Polka Time right here in the Bryan College Station area, and now broadcasting worldwide.